Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Break. And you may have noticed I missed last week's episode, but honestly, part of the reason for that is I just have so much swirling in my head right now. And I'm just thinking of what a lot of people are feeling right now and might not have the words for. And I've been realizing lately that waking up has a cost. You know, people talk about waking up like it's empowering, like it's this beautiful moment where everything suddenly becomes clear and you feel strong and free and enlightened. And sometimes it is. But what people don't talk about enough is the grief that can come with it. Because sometimes waking up means realizing things weren't what you thought they were. Sometimes it means seeing systems you trusted differently, or relationships you trusted differently, or stories you believed about yourself differently. And when that happens, you suddenly realize something that can just be incredibly painful. I trusted that. I built my life around that. I gave my heart and soul to that. And now you're seeing it through completely different eyes. And that realization can hurt. For most people, waking up doesn't happen all at once. It's rarely like a lightning bolt moment where suddenly everything becomes clear. More often, it begins with a small crack, a moment where something inside you quietly whispers, "This doesn't feel right." But when you've been raised inside systems that tell you that those systems are always right, you learn to distrust that voice. So you push the feeling down, or you explain it away, or you try harder, or you become even more committed. Because if something feels wrong, the assumption becomes you must be the problem. So you keep giving, and you keep trusting, and you keep believing because you are sincere. You want to do what's right. You want to love well. And that's the part that hurts the most when you look back, realizing just how sincere you were. Sometimes when I look back and I think about younger versions of myself, I don't feel anger towards her. I feel tenderness because she was trying so hard. She was trying so hard to love people well, to do the right thing, to follow what she believed was true. She wasn't stupid. She wasn't weak. She was trusting. And trusting people is not a character flaw. It's one of the most beautiful parts of being human. The problem was never that you trusted. The problem was that people and systems that you trusted weren't worthy of that trust. One of the deepest costs of waking up is realizing how deeply you loved people who didn't protect you. And that realization can be incredibly painful. Because many of us didn't enter those environments with skepticism. We entered them with sincerity. We trusted them. We believed them. We loved them wholeheartedly. And when that trust is mishandled, it cuts deep. The word that comes up for me when I look back is betrayal. It's not just disappointment. It's not just heartbreak. It's betrayal. Because when you give your trust wholeheartedly and the people or the systems you trusted failed to protect you, that leaves a wound. Another layer of grief people experience when they wake up is the lost time. Looking back and realizing how many years were spent trying harder, trying to be good enough, trying to make something work that was never going to work, trusting people who weren't capable of loving you back in a healthy way. And that grief is real, and it deserves so much compassion. And what many people don't realize is that waking up from systems of control can feel a lot like trauma recovery. When you spend years being told what to believe, what to think, what to ignore, or who you're supposed to be, your brain adapts to survive in that environment. You learn to silence your instincts. You learn to override your own feelings. You learn to question your own reality. So when the truth finally starts to surface, your nervous system can feel completely overwhelmed, confused, even disoriented. And if that's where you find yourself right now, I want you to know something. That response is not weakness. It's your mind and your body trying to reorganize after years of living inside a story that wasn't fully true. And that takes time. Something important we got to understand is that waking up has a cost. And sometimes the hardest part isn't realizing the truth. Sometimes the hardest part is what it costs you when you do. It can cost you relationships. When you start seeing clearly, the people who are still invested in the old story may not like it, and they may leave. And suddenly, you're the difficult one. You're the rebellious one. You're the one who has changed. Waking up can cost you belonging. Communities that once felt like home may not know what to do with someone who begins asking questions. And that can feel incredibly lonely. And it can cost you your identity. When your life's been built around a system or a belief or a relationship, you may find yourself asking, who am I now? And waking up can cost you your innocence. Because once you see certain things, you can't unsee them. When you know certain things, you won't unknow them. Now you know. So you'll find yourself in that place if you find yourself in that place right now. First of all, be gentle with yourself. When your worldview shifts, it can feel like the ground moved underneath you. Confusion, grief, anger, all of that is normal. So be gentle with yourself. And secondly, listen to your inner voice again. If you spent years in environments that taught you not to trust yourself, reconnecting with that voice is part of your healing. And thirdly, find safe people. Don't do it alone. Healing rarely happens in isolation. It happens in relationships where your story can be heard without shame or control. And finally, take your time. Waking up isn't just a moment, it's a process of rebuilding your life around truth. And I think something we're witnessing right now culturally is that a lot of people are waking up. People are questioning systems they once trusted, religious systems, family systems, political systems, institutions that told one story but lived another. And when enough people start asking questions, those systems become uncomfortable because systems built on control depend on people staying asleep. But even though waking up comes with a cost, staying asleep comes with a much higher one because staying asleep eventually costs you yourself. Waking up may cost you relationships. It may cost you belonging. It may cost you the life you thought you were building. But losing yourself is a much higher price to pay. Waking up has a cost, but staying asleep costs you even more. It costs you yourself. And I don't know about you, but that's a cost I'm not willing to pay any more or ever again. Because once you see clearly, something powerful begins to happen. You start reclaiming your voice, your truth, your life. And when women begin reclaiming themselves, something bigger begins to happen too. Because healed women don't just change their own lives, they change families, they change communities, they change the way the next generation understands love and dignity and truth. And that's why I believe deeply that when we heal women, we heal the world. And the woman who wakes up is not the same woman who once believed all those lies. She's wiser, she's stronger, she's freer. And she can look back at the girl she used to be with compassion instead of shame. Because that girl was sincere. She was loving. She was doing the best she could with what she knew. And the woman you are becoming now, she knows her worth. She knows her voice matters. She knows she deserves a life built on truth. The woman who can finally say, I'm not that girl anymore. And so remember, yes, There is a cost to waking up, but staying asleep costs even more. And don't let that be a cost that you're willing to pay. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, take care of yourselves and remember, you matter, your story matters, your pain matters, your dreams matter, and the woman you are becoming is not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.